I am seeking the Republican Party's nomination to be your candidate for the United States Senator from North Dakota.
Republican Congressman Kevin Cramer made the official announcement at a Friday night rally in Bismarck. In his stump speech, Cramer said the political balance of the Senate, and as he put it, the soul of our nation, are at stake.
We have a razor-thin 51-49 majority in the Senate, and one vote could determine whether President Trump or Chuck Schumer chooses the next Supreme Court justice. Remember, it was one vote that prevented the Senate from repealing harmful regulations that threatened our energy industry right here in North Dakota. It was one vote that prevented the United States Senate from repealing Obamacare and replacing it with a healthcare system that provided more money and more flexibility to North Dakota. Senator Heitkamp's votes don't represent our values.
Political observers predict the race will be expensive and nasty. Cramer addressed that in his remarks.
We know that the mudslingers are loading their weapons even as we speak. We know that our dear old mothers are probably going to have to turn off their TVs for a few months. And you're going to hear a lot of things about me that aren't true. And all I'd ask of you is to be focused on the things you know to be true.
President Trump, among others, has pushed him to run. With Cramer running for the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate, State Senator Tom Campbell is giving up his Senate campaign and will now seek the U.S. House nomination. Campbell said he's doing it to unite the Republican Party.
Kevin's been encouraged by President Trump, who I've really supported his agenda, and it's pretty tough to buck the White House, so I think with that focus that Kevin decided that, and we talked. Kevin and I are pretty good friends. We have the same fundamental core value, and I think it's best for the party for me to promote what's best for North Dakota in running for Congress.
Campbell may have competition for the nomination. Rumored candidates include former party chair Gary Emanuth, who was also a Senate candidate, as well as current party chairman Kelly Armstrong, a state senator from Dickinson. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.